This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
Tom Swarbrick on LBC. Call 0345 6060 973.
Austin's text 84850. I've been listening to LBC for 10 years and I have never been so affected by a call in all that time. Absolutely heartbreaking, he says, of Peter, who rang in earlier to talk about his mum's death when he was just 12 years old and his inability. He wasn't allowed, really, to discuss it, to talk about it, to grieve over it. I'm taking more of your calls on that subject this hour. 0345 6060 973. Before we come back to your calls on it, though, let's touch on what we're going to see in the coming week in the States. Donald Trump is now leading in a number of different polls following the Republican convention earlier on last week. We're about to see the Democrat convention get underway. Simon Marks is LBC's Washington correspondent, who is in Philadelphia at the convention. And Simon, it's not even begun, but the drama's already started.
Absolutely, Tom. This is not the way in which the Democrats were hoping that this convention would get underway. But as you know, over the weekend, leaked emails showed what I think most of us had already surmised, that the Democratic National Committee was not neutral, as it was required to be during the primary contest that took place earlier this year between Hillary Clinton and Senator Bernie Sanders. And indeed, the emails show that senior figures within the Democratic National Committee were conspiring to undo Senator Sanders' bid for the presidency and to boost Hillary Clinton's chances. In the wake of that, the head of the DNC, her name is Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Her name is literally printed on my security pass and the security pass of every single person attending this convention because she was supposed to be chairing it. She has had to quit. And a short while ago, addressing a breakfast time meeting of her own delegation from Florida, she was engulfed by protesters. Take a listen to this.
Now and November 8th on the campaign trail, and we will lock arms, and we will not stand down. We will make sure that the people of Florida have the priorities that we know we need to accomplish. Thank you very much, and on to victory.
On to victory, she says, but you could hear the Bernie Sanders supporters in the background there chanting shame. They were holding up signs that said no, holding up signs that said emails. I think Hillary Clinton may be quite lucky that Senator Bernie Sanders has the kind of character that he is exhibiting in the wake of all of this, because he could really be demanding a complete rerun of the primary campaign. Instead, he's telling reporters here that he has no plans to change his decision to endorse Hillary Clinton for the presidency. Here's what he had to say.
There's no question to my mind, and I think no question to any objective observer's mind, that the DNC was supporting Hillary Clinton and was in opposition to our campaign.
But he says it's time to unify the party around Hillary Clinton and unify around the goal of stopping Donald Trump from getting into the White House. A goal that, as you said, Tom, he advanced because he has enjoyed a little bit of a bounce in the opinion polls after his convention in Cleveland last week. The Democrats will be hoping to reverse that and more than reverse it after their convention gets underway here in Philadelphia in a few hours' time.
Simon, I've got a feeling you're going to be a very busy man once again this week.
Thank
you for your time. We'll hear from you again, I'm sure. LBC's Washington correspondent, who's not in Washington, he's where the action is in Philadelphia at the Democratic convention due to get underway.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.